Hello, my name is Hope.
And I'm Isabel, and you're listening to Far Beyond,
the podcast where we delve into enigmatic stories from the past. And last week, we talked about the mysterious Netta Fenario who died atop a fairy mound on the Isle of Iona.
Mm-hmm. We both did.
Yes, and we chose our theories.
Let us know. Leave a comment. Can you leave comments?
Go to our Instagram or send us an
email. Go to our Instagram,
at farbeyondpod, and just let us know.
Let us know. Really, if you have your own theory, also let us know, because I would love to hear that.
Definitely. We are very intrigued. I thought it was the multiple worlds theory, Isabel.
Evil monks.
But if you think it was the mushrooms, if you think it was a crazy farmer,
if you think it was exposure.
Well, that's boring. It was not cold and the rain in November. There's no way.
No way.
But getting back on topic, Isabel, where will you be transporting me today?
So today we're going to talk about the oldest unsolved mystery in America. Dun, dun, dun. We're talking about the lost colony of Roanoke. So the year is 1587. It's May 8th. And 120 English settlers sail to the coast of North Carolina to an island called Roanoke. So the main guy in charge of this, that ends up being the governor of the colony, is named John White. Ooh. So he gets there. He's also with his daughter and his wife. His daughter, Eleanor White Dare, actually has the first baby born in the U.S. to English parents.
Oh.
Her name was Virginia Dare, little baby Virginia Dare. So all these settlers get there. In total, there ends up being 115. They land in June. And pretty much right away, they decide they need more supplies.
Oh, yeah.
And so John White, the governor of this new little island, sails back to England. When he gets to England, however, there's a war going on between Spain and the rest of the world, pretty much.
Ugh, the Spaniards.
And so he couldn't get back for 3 years. So, yeah.
I mean, it's a long be a supply bit trip.
Basically, England just said all the ships going towards an armada, no one can get home.
Mm.
So, very similar to our situation. Hopefully, ours doesn't go on for 3 years. Basically, he returns in 1590, the August, and when he returns, the people of Roanoke are nowhere to be found.
Oh,
so
yes.
His wife, his daughter, his granddaughter, this entire colony he left is gone. And the only two signs left is the word Croatoan, which is carved into a post, and the word Crow, which is carved into a tree.
And that was a Native American tribe in that area, right?
Well, that was another place that was south of Roanoke. And it was home to a Native American tribe of the same name. So he tried to sail to the island 3 times. Each time, he didn't get to Croatoan.
Oh.
It was like windy, there was weather, and eventually he just gave up.
Almost
and,
like there was a curse or something mysterious maybe. That was and telling him left. No.
And that's it. No one knows what happened to them to this day. That's kind of the story, which I know it's pretty short. But what's really interesting, I think, about this whole disappearance is the theories that go behind it.
Because that's 115 about people?
Yeah, or 115 people. They disappeared. Yeah. No trace. There was no sign of a mass grave. No sign of a shipwreck. Like, there was nothing. This was a colony, you know, mm-hmm. that had been established. And it's on an island. So it's pretty easy to, like,
and then with a three-year gap, too, it's not like generations had passed and people had slowly dwindled. That's not a lot of time.
There would still be remains. There'd still be bodies found, bones,
yeah,
that such, and nothing. Like, there is nothing found. So, here's some important things to know. First off, one of the interesting things is the word Croatoan, although it's also a Native American tribe of the same name, it's got some weird, mysterious happenings related to it. So let's get into those.
Ooh, yes.
Multiple disappearances have kind of been linked to this word. So in 1888, this stagecoach robber named Black Bart carved the word into the wall of his cell before he was released and disappeared.
Huh. Where was that? Was that in Eastern United States?
It was in the U.S. No, but then in 1913 in Mexico, Ambrose Pierce, who is a horror writer, carved the same word into his bedpost before he disappeared. Carol A. Deering was a ghost ship, and the last word in the logbook was Croatoan, and this was in 1921. Apparently, Amelia Earhart had written this word somewhere too, and
really?
We all know what happened to her.
I don't know if that one's like 100%. Also, Edgar Allan Poe. So he disappeared on a trip to Pennsylvania and was found in like an alleyway.
Wait, alive?
Alive, but then was dying. And one of the last words he said was Croatoan.
Weird. That's so bizarre.
I think that's really interesting. You know, it's like, what the heck is this
word? Does the word have any like Greek or Latin meaning, or is it like purely like a Native American?
No, like the name of this tribe. But it's really interesting that all these people have done that.
Croatoan.
Now, if we're going to get into the theories and kind of break some of these down. So there's two theories that I think are pretty logical and probably happened. And then there's some other ones that are just a little spooky. Maybe didn't happen so much, but we're going to see.
Which means I will choose them.
Yeah. So I think we're just going to do the, I don't know, there's not a particular order. The first theory is cannibalism. Some archaeologists have thought maybe they ate each other, or zombies. Kind of linked together. I don't know about that.
Well, it's kind of making me think of Wendigos, which are like Native American spirits that are also linked to cannibalism. So I wonder if that kind of ties into it at all.
Maybe. And this Harvard archaeologist, Lawrence Sager, said that there was an extreme drought going on that was like the worst in 800 years.
Okay, so like
and
starvation.
So yeah, he thought there could have been starvation. A lot of people have also theorized maybe there was some sort of plague that made the people of Roanoke go crazy and they ate each other.
Mm.
Some people have also said the Native American tribes in the area, but they weren't like known for cannibalism. So I feel like that's a bit like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And also I feel like, I just wonder if they ever, if John White made contact with the Native American tribes and asked them.
Yeah, we'll get to that. One of the theories is actually that they joined a Native American tribe in the area.
Oh, so they just assimilated.
That they were absorbed by Native Americans and by the Croatoans. There was actually a representative named Manteo who was the ambassador for the Native American people, and he went to England and he sailed with them to Roanoke from England. So they're thinking, oh, maybe they could have created a relationship with him and then eventually left. Also, people around this time claimed to see English people with the tribes in the area.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense.
And there's been artifacts that have been found
in
the area. There was a bowl, a like tablet for writing, and the hilt of a sword.
So are these Native American artifacts?
No, these are English artifacts that were found in
Native American settlements.
In the settlement Croatoan.
Okay.
So that could have been a really big possibility. And these were like valued objects, like the hilt of the sword would have been really expensive sword from England at the time.
Gotcha.
There's not really a way.
Mm-hmm. It was either given or it was taken by violence. Yeah.
Or someone left it there. Also, let me see here. Native Americans petitioned Congress for aid around this time, describing themselves as a remnant of white's lost colony. Which is interesting because the governor was John White. So, if these people petitioned themselves as Congress as remnants of that, maybe there was English people. There's also
that
was
are
reports
part of their heritage.
From the 1500s of people with gray eyes, Native Americans with gray eyes. So, they could have just assimilated, but joined together with this tribe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like one of the more plausible ones. Back to a not plausible one or a plausible one. There's a lot of folklore from the people of Roanoke, like the Native Americans, regarding the woods, and they believed in something, a spirit that manifested itself in elements and animals. So that's really interesting. And there was reports from the people of Roanoke of strange things around the time of the vanishing. Lots of dead birds, dead animals.
So maybe some weird spirit was angry at their arrival.
They also believe in a spirit that if angry absorbs people into like the woods and the objects.
Oh.
So maybe the people of Roanoke never left.
They
just angered a spirit. They're just in the woods.
Yeah.
There was actually a lady named Sally Southall Cotton.
Wait, was she English?
No, she's from the U.S. Okay. And she wrote a book called The White Doe, which is basically the fate of Virginia Dare, which is an imagined story.
The daughter of John White.
Yeah, the daughter, the first English daughter. And this story is basically her being taken in by a tribe and a witch doctor turns her into a white doe. Now, although this is a, like, fiction story, there have been reports of a white doe.
Being spotted
mm-hmm. in this area
so of
North
Carolina.
So it's,
like, turned into an American folklore sort of thing.
American folklore, for sure. Another theory is witchcraft.
Oh, it was definitely obviously. Witchcraft. Yeah, I didn't realize that was an option. The answer is witchcraft.
Not maybe so much that they were, like, cursed, but obviously lots of settlers believed in witchcraft, and they think that this could have caused some sort of rivalry and that they were maybe killed for it. Either the Native Americans believed that they were, you know, doing witchcraft, or someone else believed they were doing witchcraft, or
and it just
they
kind of
believed
like
that the Native Americans
into
were
mass
doing
hysteria.
Yeah,
and
just
they
mass
killed
hysteria,
each other.
Mass murder, some sort of murder with witchcraft.
Okay.
Or maybe they did a spell and they all disappeared. Who can ever be sure?
Yeah, for sure. I will put that on the list of possible options.
Good to know.
Witchcraft and disappearance spells.
Witchcraft and disappearing.
Okay.
One of the last theories, which is that they just got bored and left. Like, he was gone for 3 years.
That's a really long time for, like, a grocery run.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. I mean, I would leave. Imagine your dad is like, oh, shoot, we're out of milk. I'm just going to go to Safeway and pick some up. And then you're sitting
gone
there
for 3 years.
A month later, 12 months later.
Yeah, and I have to imagine that they're not really getting, like, a lot of reliable news. Like, they're a
I'm thinking about this, and if the British fleet is tied up in warfare, I mean, they're not going to be sending messengers via boats.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how are they
going
to
have no idea what's going on. That would be so freaky. There's no email. There's nothing whatsoever. And
exactly.
You're sitting in this alien
your
place.
Your husband,
the
your governor, your...
the person
you,
whose idea
probably
this was...
needed supplies.
Oh, yeah.
Because why else would they send someone back across to England? You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
So there's that theory. And actually, interestingly, John White was also an artist. And he had actually been on a mission to settle the colony of Roanoke before. So this wasn't the first time that England had tried to create a colony
mm-hmm.
there. The first time was unsuccessful because the Native Americans kind of drove them out.
Okay. So they were already hostile.
So they were already kind of hostile. Not necessarily the Croatoans, but like the people of Roanoke.
Okay,
which
yeah.
makes sense.
They were like,
you know,
this is our island. No, you can't have it.
Get out of
sorry.
Here. So when he was there the first time, John White made a map. And it's actually scarily accurate. Which I don't even know how you could make a map without seeing above. Like, it was of the coast of North Carolina.
Yeah, the science of cartography in that age is absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah, and cartographers have said, like, the only difference is, like, just the natural shifting
mm-hmm.
of,
so
like,
this
islands.
Guy knew the area.
He knew the area.
Exceedingly well.
And
he didn't know where to look, where they would go.
They have this map, and then more recently, in I think 2012, the first colony, which is a society, requested that the British Museum re-examine two patches on the map. Patches were used a lot of time because cartography would take so long. So if they made a mistake, they would just put a patch. So no one thought of it before. But when they re-examined it, they found that underneath one of the patches was a star, just inland from the island.
Really?
So they're thinking, is this a fort? Like, what is this? Could
this
have
been
where the people went?
Yeah.
And on this site, once they went and, you know,
looked at the area, investigated.
Yeah, there was evidence of, like, English settlers.
Really? Oh, that's so interesting.
And the type of pottery that, like,
they
was from
making.
England.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, okay, maybe
they had
that,
gone
and it was
further
really,
inland.
Yeah, and but then it's also like, why was he keeping it a secret? Like, if there was a fort or a location,
mm-hmm. why would he not just
why would he
mark
cover
that
it
on
and
the
mark
map
it with
like
a
that?
Star?
Yeah,
it was really, and there was also, like, traces of, like, ink, basically, like, invisible ink could have been used, which is, like, crazy
so
to think
so
of.
So, you're thinking maybe John White himself was hiding something? Like, what if...
Maybe, or...
He reported that they were missing, but, like, secretly he knew where they were, but he didn't want the English government to find out. Maybe he,
maybe.
Like, befriended the Native Americans, and he was like, this is going to be a better society. I don't want the big government to get involved.
No,
let's just
it's
be
really
chill.
Really interesting. It's like, why would you have this secret map?
I've never heard that before.
Something called the Dare Stones, which were left by his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name again? Eleanor White Dare.
Oh.
And they're stones with writing on them, and one of them said that it was cold. It was one of the only things they found. It was cold. They're thinking about moving inland. So I'm like, that could also be very plausible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, a lot of these stones, though, have been, like, faked. And so now people are kind of like, I don't know what's real, what's fake.
Yeah, it's difficult to figure out how old stones are. Like, when you can't really carbon date something, it's like, oh, I don't know if somebody did this recently or if it was like, 300 years ago. So that's mm-hmm. hard to figure out how valid those things are.
Yeah, definitely. And the last sort of theory is just war and politics. Like I said, England and Spain were at war, and mm-hmm. there were Spanish troops in Florida. So could they have just
gone north and assassinated the entire colony because they didn't want England to have
There's
that area?
There's also an archaeologist said that she has a theory, not an archaeologist, a historian.
Okay.
Sorry, lady, I forgot your name. that she believed that the Lot's colony of Roanoke could have been a part of some sort of secret mission. I don't know if I believe that because there was like 87 men, 17 women, and 11 children. I don't know why they would be taking all these kids on like some secret government mission.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to think of like what the motive would be besides just keeping it hush hush so that other countries aren't jealous that England is sending people over.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. That doesn't seem very likely to me. Are those the main theories? I've written some of my favorite down.
Yeah, those are the main theories. There's a ton of theories out there. I just had to pick and choose
mm-hmm.
the most logical ones. But the crazy thing is that
it was witchcraft, and there's a white Joe running around the forest.
It's so crazy though, because for all of them, you can almost find some sort of
like something that makes
something
you think
that
twice.
Could be like, oh, okay, I can see how that could back it up. Like, mm-hmm. oh, there was a bull.
Yeah, like some sort of evidence.
But I'm like, okay,
that
you if
just
you believe that they
for.
Were absorbed by this Native American tribe, which sure seems plausible, then you can't believe that they just got bored and left. You know? Mm,
yeah.
Because so it's really hard. And then also, they definitely disappeared into the trees. So
they became tree people. I think that's my theory. If you look in that forest, you'll notice that a lot of the trees have very like nose and mouth like style, like bark. And that's because they're just ancient settlers from what, 1580 something and something other. But like, I do have this idea. Okay. Do you want
to
hear it?
Yeah. Give it to
so,
me.
So picture Pocahontas. The Disney
yeah,
film.
Okay, I'm picturing her.
So everyone's here. Virginia is here. They're in Roanoke. Mr. White is not coming back. Who knows uh-huh. what happened to him? Probably eaten by a sea monster on his voyage back to England.
Probably.
So they're all sitting there. It's very cold. They're not super familiar with the flora and the fauna. There's also droughts coming in too. So it's really difficult to grow things. You can't make enough food. And you're also kind of, you know, isolated. And then I think of that group dynamic too, where it's mainly men. There's a few kids and a few women. I just feel like that would be some interesting dynamics.
Yeah, it's majority men.
Yeah, it might start to arise when you are isolated like that. So I could see people not wanting to totally abandon their way of life and their culture, being from England, being from the Western world, but just the fact that they were now stuck in this, you know, wild place.
Yeah.
I could see them assimilating with the Native Americans, coming to them saying, hey,
so too.
We don't have another option. You guys seem to know what's going on. We will
Especially
adopt your religion.
Was, yeah,
we'll
there
adopt
was an
your
ambassador mm-hmm. with them on
yeah.
their journey. Like,
so they could have communicated. They could have communicated. And they were in a vulnerable position too. So they weren't, you know, trying to start warfare. They might have just been incredibly desperate and looking to the native peoples there for protection and for community and for some sort of stability, because that would really, really suck. Poor,
that would.
Gross. So I think that's probably what happened. I'll give that a 90% chance, and then 10% goes to the being absorbed by nature.
I agree. The whole story is so interesting, and the fact that it's still an unsolved mystery, like, mm-hmm. even today, I guess just because it's
a weird period of, the 1500s. There were historical accounts, so we know things like this did happen, but yet it was so long ago.
That it's like, what evidence?
Nobody's alive.
Missing?
Yeah,
no one's
exactly.
alive. No one can delve into it.
So we just have these accounts that have turned into these, like, pseudo histories that are part legend, yeah, part story. It's weird. It's crazy.
And there's even more theories. And yeah, it's just the oldest unsolved mystery, and it's crazy.
So where are you decided on this? Like, if somebody's like, okay, what happened to Isabel?
I kind of think that they assimilated.
Okay.
I mean, I think that would make the most sense. Like, he never even went to the island.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. They probably just carved the word of where they were going. And was like, listen, we're going to be at this island with our friend, Manteo, mm-hmm. the guy that we sailed here with. Come find us.
And something then else, too. Maybe somebody did leave a written letter behind, but then yeah, they could have come back. They could have been like, you know what? We actually like the way we're living here. Or maybe a Native American came back and they're like, we do not want the British government to find out that we have, like, adopted people from their country, so we are going to take away as much evidence as we possibly can, so they'll just let us live in peace. Yeah.
And maybe? I think that one has, like, the most evidence backing it up.
Yeah,
it does seem to be the most possible. That the people of that area, the Native Americans, petitioned the government basically being like, we're remnants of a lost colony.
Well, I wonder if they can do, like, genetic testing for that, too, to see what percentage.
I think
they've
been starting to do that and see if there's any loop. I don't know if
nice. It's we'll have to look that up results, but at yeah. some point just to see, because mm-hmm. I feel like you could look at...
Yeah, and if there was Native Americans with gray eyes, which I'm pretty sure they mean blue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that could have been...
a good indicator that there had been
genetics.
Some... Mm-hmm.
But that's my theory.
Assimilation wins.
But also the whole thing of just the fact that all these people have gone missing and carved the word Croatoan into things.
It's so, yeah, it's like a little bit too mysterious. Just the fact that they didn't leave any evidence. Why? Just, I feel like the moral of the story is be more upfront with where you're going and leave more evidence. If you're going to disappear.
Always text your mom.
If you're going to disappear into the woodlands, turn on your GPS.
Don't just write Croatoan. No one knows what it means.
Unless you're Amelia Earhart or Edgar Allan Poe, then apparently some cool people know what.
Maybe during this podcast, we're just going to uncover, like, a secret society.
If somebody knows what this word means.
If someone's a part of the Illuminati.
Please tell us. Please do.
Let us know.
Yeah.
That's like a code word for them to come pick you up and, like, take you. Let's carve Croatoan into the wall.
Let's do it. If we disappear, everybody knows why. That is a secret. Maybe it opens mm-hmm. some sort of portal into another realm.
Well, guys, we're going to be right back. We're going to carve that.
That's our plan for the rest of the day. But please, let us know what you think happened to the colony.
Yeah. Give us your theories. Was it zombies? Who knows?
Oh, I forgot about the zombies. Yeah, I guess it could have been them. We will see you guys next week for another enigmatic story where I will be hosting and Isabel will be sitting in the listener chair.
Yeah, I'm going to be surprise the surprised listener.
One. She will take on that role. But all thanks right. for tuning in today, guys.
You've been listening to Far Beyond.
Bye.
Link block.